Thank you. And I don't know, the saying is also here in the UK. So when someone visits you once, it comes like a visitor. The second time, it comes like a friend. The third times, it's a family. So it's my second time, so you can decide. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. And have the prophets. And thank you, Susan, for arranging this meeting again. May the Lord bless you. And it started a long time. And it's good with the reflection of the sun, though, isn't it? Oh, so beautiful. But I was still feeling cold a little bit. Yeah, that's good. And what a beautiful people here in the UK. Sure. My goodness. Like angels. That's good. And we met long time with Susan in 2005 on the Randy Clark trip to India. We had time there. It was Susan and her husband Frank was there. Pam, by the way, she's coming all the way from America for this meeting. Oh, what a privilege. Hallelujah. God is good. God is wonderful. And since from 2005, we've been traveling together, ministering in Italy, in Israel, and in South Korea, from Seoul to all around the cities of South Korea. Preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in an amazing way. And then also here in UK, loving on people and so forth. It is amazing anyway. Yeah, sure. And so they are really prophets of God. And Susan has this organization called Live Free Foundation. It is really amazing organization that is bringing a lot of freedom to people. I mean, the people from Cyprus, from Germany, from Africa, from Taiwan, always I recommended them to call Live Free Foundation for their personal relief. And if you are struggling in trauma, struggling, having sleepless nights, well, that could be many people already. So that is what, and I'm part of the trustee of the Live Free Foundation as well. God is good. Thank you. It's Charles, though. Is it Charles or Charles? Charlie, okay. Yeah, so Charlie's hosting us tonight in his house. Thank you so much, Charlie, for hosting us tonight. So, and beautiful home, amazing and wonderful. So the reason, can I eat anything what I find here? I can eat anything I can find. It's so amazing. God is good. Maybe most of you don't know me. Let me just share myself a little bit of my testimony. I think it will help you. I was born from the family of witch doctors in Africa in the jungle. I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know God. But in the jungle, what we knew is spirits. And what they do in the jungle is that Wherever you hear a song, they invite the spirits with a song. When they are singing and they beat the drum, early in the morning, and the witch doctor, that is what they do. If the song, every song is a communication between this realm and with the realm of the spirit. So they invite the spirits with a song. But now in Christianity, when we sing, we praise him, we also invite his presence. It's a beautiful, that is wonderful. So they in the jungle, they take very, very serious a song. They take it very serious. It's not a game. It's not a joke. And when I was 15 years old, there was a loud voice. The first time I didn't know that was the voice of God. The voice says, surprise, wake up, leave your village now. If you don't leave your village, you're going to die. And woke up. My mother was sleeping. My father was sleeping. My sister was sleeping. In Africa, our homes is not like homes here in England is mentioned. There in Africa, especially in the jungle, is only one room. House is muddy hut, thatch roof. We put a fire in the middle, and then this side sleep the parents, that side sleep the children, and this side sleeps the chicken. So the people in Africa, they wake up very early because of rooster. 4 o'clock, the rooster. Now the people, they wake up now. So anything, they have the best alarm. But when the voice came, leave your village, the fear of knowing that outside there is a hyenas, lion, leopard, so all the danger left me. I opened the door, walking in the middle of the night, and this time was very late at night because the rooster was not roosted yet. And I went to the house of my friend. I told my friend on the side where he was sleeping, but what I wonder until today is that even when we were talking, his parents were sleeping. I believe something put them into sleep. When I was opening the door, my family was completely deep, deep, deep sleep. I think something must went on there. Well, I told my friend we are going out because the voice was saying I have to leave the village. If I don't leave the village, I'm going to die. And my problem, I didn't say goodbye to my family. And he also didn't say goodbye to his family. We started walking in the small trail. The trail got lost. Now we are walking in the jungle. And this time in the jungle is so warm. Why? Because on top of the tree are locked together. And down here there's no grass. You just walk in a clean area in the jungle. It's like that. And it's very warm. It's like the sun, whatever. It's like that. The sun came up. Because the trail was lost, we were just wandering around. Okay, the sun went down. The sun came up, the sun went down. We stayed in the jungle for 2 weeks. Sleeping, we were sleeping on top of the tree. Not a comfortable sleep. You can't turn, but you have to hug the tree. One hand this side, leg this side, and then you hug the tree and you tie yourself with that tree. So at night when you just comfortable, say, let me turn, you fall. So, and we did that. End of 2 weeks, we found ourselves to a little town called Villanova, which is in central Mozambique by Tete province. You look on the map today, is completely impossible. Why? Because there was a river. There is a river, River Zambezi. It's a huge river that you cannot cross just walking on it. And we didn't see the river. So it almost like while we were still sleeping, God transported us to other side of the province. There was a man that had a dream. Tomorrow go to the acacia tree. And when you see two boys, take them into your house. I was 15. My friend Gafar was 16. And then the man, we found the man there by the acacia tree. And then he took us to his house. We stayed in his house. The next day, the man started asking us questions. Guys, where are you coming from? And where are you going? He told the man, we are coming from this village, but we don't know where we are going. Then the man said, you know that God loves you. And he began sharing the story of creation. Why God created the world. For what benefit. And then he gave us a verse in John 3:16. God loved the world. And so he gave his begotten son so that everyone loves in him, believe in him, might not perish, but have everlasting life. That verse, it became part of my life. Family, this evening I want to share to you. When you read the Bible, searching the scripture, take one verse that will become part of you. It is good. And that John 3:16 became part of me. And then I gave my life to Jesus that day. It was a changing. I was on trance. After the trance, I gave my life to Jesus. And 2 weeks later, finding out that the week I left home, we left home, the village people poisoned my family. So if I wasn't obedient to get out of the village, I could be dead. My father, my mother, and my sister. Why? Because they took the bile of crocodile and mixed with the food and brought the food to my family. My family ate, and because I love eating as well. And then so they ate that food. After eating, they died. Then the news came. And I decided to go forward pursuing the voice. And as I went forward, we went to Malawi. Supernatural, the Lord gave the language Chichewa. Supernatural, I was speaking the language of the Malawi. In my mind, I thought I was speaking my mother's language. But it wasn't my mother tongue. I was speaking Malawian language. So what I was speaking to the people in Malawi, I was telling them John 3:16. By only one verse began planting churches in Malawi. In the area of 1 month, 2 months, there was a lot of churches. Every village where I go, I plant church, I plant church, I plant church. Okay, fast forward of the story. 1995. This time I was already in South Africa. I met a lady by the name Heidi Baker. Most of you know. Yeah, and Heidi Baker shared the story of her life. I said, oh my goodness, this is the best vision. And from there, fast forward again, we registered the churches in Mozambique. We registered the churches in Malawi, in South Africa. So I became overseer of all the churches in Africa. We talk from South Africa all the way to Egypt, east side and west side. So I'm overseeing those churches. So what is important tonight for us to come to a place like this? What I really want to see, special and the churches, we want to see revival taking place. We want to see the Church of Jesus Christ becoming alive. We want to see the army of the Lord living their dreams, living their vision. And the Bible say in the book of Joel that your young people will see vision. And old people, what they're going to have? They're going to have a dream. For what reason? Because dream require wisdom and vision require action. So that's why the vision is given to the young people, because it require action. The dream is given to the old people because it require wisdom. So there is an adversary of wisdom. What is the adversary of wisdom? The adversary of wisdom is ignorance. Ignorance always fights with wisdom. Wisdom is to let it go and grab what God is calling you to pursue. That is the wisdom. And what is the adversary of understanding? Adversary of understanding is self-destruction. When you live a life of completely distracted, you won't understand in life where God is calling you to. No, it's too serious. Can we give a little bit of smile? A UK smile. Hallelujah. Pastor, are you okay? Can we share? It's not a sensitive area. No, it's fine. Okay, good. So if you are here, maybe you have the here like a spinal here. I mean, what you call it? The bone. This is what? Spine. If you're having pain on your spine all the way to the neck up, just lift up your hand. We want to pray for you now. Please, can you just help? Yeah, sure. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We are here. We want to see your name being glorified in Jesus' mighty name, that your power might be displayed in the name of Jesus. We pray for the spine completely to be healed. Discomfort, leave this body. In Jesus' mighty name. Pain, leave this body. In Jesus' mighty name. And I command the body right now, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Receive your healing. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit of God. To you be the glory. To you be the glory, King of Kings. To you be the honor forever and ever. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for restoring this body. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yeketarabasata. Let me start with the exhort. God said was a conversation here now between God and Moses. And he said, then the Lord said to Moses, it means Moses heard the Lord speaking, stretch out your hand towards heaven that there might be darkness over the land of Egypt. Okay? And with, good. 22. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness all in the land of Egypt for 3 days. 23. Then they did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwelling. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit of God. In Africa, in some places, we saw the fulfillment of this scripture. We saw his light. One day, we were five people in the car. 4x4 Nissan was Brian, a missionary from Seattle. His wife, Ruth, and a lady, Tanken Frost, from Germany. Myself, the driver was Jose Lorino from Maputo. Where we are in northern Mozambique is the journey that takes 3 days driving. On the day we plan our station from today, we're going to sleep in Beira tonight. Tomorrow we are going to sleep in Mashishi. Well, the reason I'm sharing this testimony to evidence of God's existence. God is real, ladies and gentlemen. He is real. He is alive. He sees. He speaks. Even he is more real than anything. We saw the evidence of that. So on the journey, while we were driving, the driver was there. I was behind the driver. Tanken Frost was next to the driver in front. Ruth was next to me. And then the Brian was at a corner. They have a Bible school in Afghanistan. But they decided to come to take a part on our outreaches. So we are going, start driving, our driving, 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Everybody was tired. Ruth was sleeping. Brian was sleeping. Tanken was sleeping. And the driver, Jose Lorin, was also collapsing. While he was sleeping, appeared a figure in the car. This figure was wearing a light green dress. This figure had a long golden hair, like a lady. And this figure was holding the steering wheel. When I saw this person in the car, it was so real. Immediately, I started confessing my sin. Because I knew when baby, I'm going to die, I have to die clean, I have to confess my sin. Hey, I'm a sinner, Lord. I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Get it. When I saw that I've confessed my sin, I shouted, "What next, Lord?" Everybody woke up in the car, including the driver, and the driver said, "Woof, I'm feeling sleep. Anyone has a water? I want to wash my face." In my heart, I said, "You've been sleeping the whole this morning." We gave him the water to wash his face. They said, "What happened?" We said, "We don't know." We didn't share. We went back into the car. We drove a little bit where we are already reaching to our final destination. We didn't see Beira where we're supposed to sleep. We didn't see Mashish where we're supposed to sleep the next day. Immediately, 4x4 Nissan car was transported all the way without refilling until Maputo. When we started sharing the story, the driver started weeping, crying and crying and crying. He's still alive. God exists, ladies and gentlemen. So he says here to Moses, "Moses, I want you to stretch out your hand to the sky." Why? To call out darkness to your enemy so that where you will be, there will be light. Okay, that is good. I hear already. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. when he speaks to a person and that the person will obey, always the result comes. Always the result comes. The point here is that, do you obey when he speaks? Do you listen to him when he speaks? When you listen carefully to him, you will hear. Moses was just told one thing. Stretch out your hand. Okay, in New Testament, Jesus is saying, stretch out your hand towards the sick and will be healed. Okay, that is the good news for us. We could be doing that all the time anyway. Stretch out your hand towards the leprous will be cleansed. Stretch out your hand toward the dead person will rise up. Stretch out your hand toward the demonized person. That demon will be running away. What a good news. Hallelujah. So Moses did. The darkness came. The whole Egypt. For how many days? 3 days. But it says, only in Egypt the people could not wake up that side. But on another side where Moses was, there was a light. How did it happen? How did it happen? Okay. One day, and this story was amazing actually to me. We prayed for a man that ceased to live. He was dead. They were preparing for him to bury him. I had a dream one night. We were living on the farm that time, John and Antonetta's farm. I had a dream. They are going to bury this person. In my dream, I said, maybe that person that is they are going to bury is not dead. So in the dream, I ran to see those people. Please, please, please. I just wanted to see the face of this person. And they did. I saw the face. I was filled with the joy. I said, in the name of Jesus, that person rose. That was in the dream. The next day was around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Another guy, Simon, came to me and said, you know what? They are burying this man in Nyoni. And he was an elder man, maybe some few years. And they are burying him. He said, okay, let's go to the funeral. Just let's go. We're at a new farm. We went there. When we arrive there, we find they are doing the work outside. They are making coffin. So we went inside. We asked, please, we just want to see the person. Indeed, they called the men outside. They came in. They washed their hand. They opened the man. Realizing that this face was the same face I saw last night in the dream. Oh, I laughed. And then I realized that, oh, I'm laughing. No, let me just join my laughter with prayer. Before we laid hand on that man, the man shouted, die! The people were shocked. So because when he shouted, all the stuff that was in his stomach came out. The room was smelling too intense that you can faint also. So it's good that you didn't enjoy your dinner early. So this is the story that the man said. During that days, hours, 3 days, he was just fighting with the darkness. And the darkness was pushing him into the hot place from his mouth. And he was becoming powerless. He couldn't control. He couldn't control. He was losing the whole control, which he didn't have anyway. But what happened is that the bright light snatched him out of the darkness. That's why he became alive. And this is what Jesus said, you are the light of the world. What is light? Light is the gathering of the saints without offense to each other. My goodness, thank you, Lord. And you will have a light. We are serving a good God. We are serving a good God. When Moses stretched his hand to the sky, even though Joshua is fighting, he began Joshua winning the battle. Welcome. We didn't make a point yet. We were just waiting for you. And when you settle, we will make a point. Yeah, good, good, good. Just settle, and they are gonna bring a popcorn quickly. Is anyone bringing the popcorn this side? Good. And the good news, the intercessors are praying. It's good. Hallelujah. There is a call of God all over the world. The people that fully has to obey him. When he says go, you go. When he says stop, you stop. Wow. Darkness is when the people become dysfunctional. That is called darkness. You cannot do anything with the darkness. Light is when you become functional. You know your position. You know your identity. You know what is happening in life. Thank you. God that we save, we should not doubt on him. Many people, they are waiting to see before they believe. I can say to you, believe and then you will see. He's a wonderful. He's a great God. What is joy? Joy is to having a clean conscience without offense to your fellow brother. What is love? Love is to know how to give attention to your sister. Love is to know how to give attention to your spouse. Love is to know how to give attention to the person next to you. That is love. What is a blessing? Blessing is God adding himself to you. That is a blessing. When we allow God to add himself to what we do, to what we say, that is the blessing. This is the evidence. I didn't know how to speak English. God began, while I was moving in obedient, each and every village, God began giving the language. My first language was Chichewa, Nyungwe, other languages, Zulu, Swazi, all those languages, Shona, Sena, whatever. These are the evidence of his existence, of his love, of his mercy. It was the day of interview going to the Bible school in South Africa, which they say that they will not take someone from Portuguese-speaking countries. Mr. Van Smith stood there and started interviewing, "Where are you coming, young man?" And told him, "I thought I was speaking Portuguese." And then the man said, "We will take you to this Bible school because you speak English." I said, I was speaking English? To this God that we are serving is a great God, is amazing God, is a wonderful God. When you just sit down there, for God to take a boy from the jungle where there is no car, no bicycle, no radio, nothing, and transform that boy and take him from country to country to country to country, you should believe God exists. When you live in the jungle, walking in the jungle for only one week in the jungle without any protection, without any repelling, and you finish 1 week in the jungle, that could be a miracle. Why in the jungle there is a lot of dangers? There is a python there, and it swallows people. Makes noise when he's hungry. Ha! 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 You think that is my chicken that I left home. You go there immediately, surprise you by surprise. Squeeze. By the way, we had an incident there in South Africa, a story that doesn't have redemption. This man, as he was going, he saw the python just crossing the road, was going. The man said, "Whoa!" Because python is very tasty. I haven't eaten the python anyway. And the man jumped on that python and killed the python. Chopped the head. Pow! And the head was gone. And this man doesn't listen to other people. This man never asks advice. Because in Africa, everything is shared with on the tree. Because most of the men, they go under the tree. They speak stories. But this man never go where other men sit on the tree, under the tree. Because we know very well the python, when you kill python, don't rush transport the python. You have to wait 45 minutes to 1 hour. Even though you have chopped the head, while the memory of the python is in the blood. But this man didn't, because he didn't know what the rules of the jungle. He had his car, Toyota. He started rolling that python over his body, transporting it to his car. When he reached his car, he was not breathing anymore because the python was tightening and breaking. And then he collapsed next to his car. Python was dead without head, the man dead with the head. My goodness. The police, everybody came, they say, "Oh, who kills who?" The python doesn't have a head, but it's rolling all around this man. The man has a head, but he didn't think to unroll. Family, the devil that is vandalizing the world does not have a power. His head was crushed on the cross. Take it serious. It's not a story. It's not a fable. His head has been crushed completely. So don't ordain the devil. It's powerless. just for you to obey the voice of God and walk in it. My prayer to this region, you will have a light in your dwellings. When things are tough, you will have a light in your dwellings. When the things are not good, when the circumstances are going tough, but there will be light in your dwellings. What does this mean? The joy will never depart from your lips. Hey, my God. Whoa. How much the cost of joy? How much the cost of joy? The joy doesn't cost anything. It just say yes to his voice. The joy comes in. It means that you will not face the challenges. You will face the challenges, but the light will be still burning in your dwellings. Woo. God is good. One day, I was thinking at home, hey, God, this is becoming too much. Orphanage, Bible school, family, churches, thousands of churches. This thing, maybe I must just give away everything. While I'm thinking so and meditating what to do, God is saying, read Ezekiel 44, verse 18. I open my Bible, I'm reading the Ezekiel 44, verse 18. Put a linen turban on your head, a linen trousers on your body, because when you are going into the Hall of Holies, God does not want to sweat. God, are you telling me this in Africa? You are just sitting there. You are not doing anything, but you are sweating already. And yet God said doesn't want to sweat. I have to understand well this. What does this mean? God says it's about to enjoying life. Whatever God put is in your life, it must not cause you to sweat. You have to enjoy it. God gave you a wife. Your wife must... It must not be her causing you to sweat. Enjoy her. Was it a problem for God to give you a husband? Enjoy him. Was it a problem for God to give your children? Must not be they causing you to sweat. Enjoy them. God say you are pastor. Is that a problem? Enjoy your pastoral. Conclusion, the moral of the story, whatever is in your life is a blessing, and the blessing of the Lord does not cause anyone to pain. Ooh. Enjoy whatever comes to your life. That is good. MM at school. I went to a little girl that was crying violently. A teacher went to the girl. My girl, stop crying. The girl didn't want to listen. My girl, stop crying. The girl didn't want to listen. The teacher say, my girl, you know what? When you keep on crying like this, you are going to grow up very ugly. And the girl said, are you sure, ma'am? And the teacher said, yes, it's true. When you keep on crying like this, you are going to grow up very ugly. And the girl said, ma'am, it means you cried a lot all your life, huh? Ah, we are serving a good God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. the eyes of your understanding has to be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Let that light come in the eyes of your understanding. Inside, let that light shine brighter. Even though the people in the world are struggling and striving to achieve, which is nothing out there. But you yourself, the eyes of your heart has to be enlightened. The torch has to come and show you what to do, where to go, when to do it. That was the prayer of Paul. Might this prayer come to you tonight. God is good. Is that the stories again, that sign? Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is wonderful. God is great. The eyes of your understanding to be enlightened. You will know what to do, where to go, how to start, where to start, how to proceed in life. The God that we are serving. Are you okay, guys? Amen.